What do you want body cameras to do as they record a police officer on patrol, making an arrest, or in a very tense situation?
Police work is not like TV. So every once in a while, there are some tense situations, but most of the stuff is fairly mundane, I hate to say routine because you never know when it's going to change, but most of it's not that exciting. So I feel like with the body camera project, we're going to get hours and hours of video that nobody's going to care to watch. But there will obviously be things that happen that people are going to have a lot of interest in seeing. You know, this is just a natural progressive step. I think it was spurred on by the incidents, you know, and the interest in law enforcement a few years ago. But if you also look at a technology, from a technology standpoint, the technology has gotten so good, you can put these good cameras in these little boxes that the batteries last for several hours, and now you can wear these things. And so I think that's a natural progression where we're going. Officers are more interested now than I think they were even, say, 5 years ago in having a body camera so their actions and what they do can be documented. Because there's always somebody with a cell phone out there that's willing to videotape the last 10 seconds, 30 seconds, or whatever of an incident, and that becomes the story. And unfortunately, there's usually always a buildup to those last 10 seconds or where an officer had to use force or something happened. And I think the officers are very interested in, let's get the whole story recorded, not just one little blurb of it.
And it sounds like the body cameras will provide a definitive word on how an incident went. If there's litigation afterwards, claims of false arrest or excessive force, instead of a officer's word against a plaintiff's word in court, you can roll tape and the truth will come out.
Well, I'd hate to say that any one piece of technology will provide a definitive word. I do think that it will provide more information and more things to review if there's an incident that needs to be reviewed. Body cameras, like everything else, have their flaws. They will not be, and I don't want people to think that just because any officer, any department has body cameras, that now every question is going to be answered, because that is not the case. We're setting ourselves up for failure if we believe that. I think they definitely have a place in putting together incidents and recreating incidents, but there could be situations where technical difficulties, the camera gets covered up by an officer who's moving around, they could be fighting with somebody, it gets knocked off the uniform. There's a lot of situations, you know, where it may not provide us the absolute documentation and picture that we hoped for. Even if there's not a picture, hopefully there's still good audio, because a lot of times the audio can tell you a lot about what's happening with no picture. So the body cameras won't solve every single problem in law enforcement, but I think it's a way to move forward with more transparency when needed. Because as the police in a free society, I mean, we need to be held accountable. We are just citizens with a little extra authority and power granted to us by other citizens, i.e. the government, but to enforce the laws that are enacted by the people we elect to make laws. So we need to be accountable for what we do, and we need to make sure we have the means available to provide that accountability, and body cameras is just one more way to do that.